Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie today. How are you keeping? We post about 5 podcasts a week generally on our Spotify and Apple accounts, so make sure you have subscribed to Opinions Matter on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts on. You'll never miss another edition of Opinions Matter. Now, before we start, I just want to say a big thank you and hello to our sponsors, irishtaxrebates.ie. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, you'll know what Irish Tax Rebates does. It gets money back in your pocket and out of the taxman's pocket. Back in your pocket and out of the taxman's pocket. So, if you've worked in the last few years, you could be due tax back. And Irish Tax Rebates will do that for you. There are many different companies doing this, what Irish Tax Rebates do. The company we want you to use is irishtaxrebates.ie. That's the only website. I know a few people have used different companies and they got charged 30%. This company will only charge you 10% and VAT. 10% and VAT. That's all they will charge you. 10% and VAT. So, log on to irishtaxrebates.ie and they will do all the work for you. They will do literally all the work for you. And the average amount that you get back is about 1,092, based on a study that Irish Tax Rebates did. That is the average amount. Some of our listeners have got back up to 3,000. So it's well worth your while. Now, what do we want to talk about on this edition of Opinions Matter? Well, it's something we actually hadn't planned, but I do want to talk about it because we mentioned it just off air, myself and Katie, myself and Katie actually disagreed a lot about it. So I want to explain to you what happened. This literally, as I said, this was unplanned. This was completely unplanned, but I want to talk about it. So this is what we're going to, and Katie does as well. Okay. If you don't want to hear about it, switch off. It's up to you. Okay. But this is what happened a half an hour ago. I was paying for petrol. Now, for those of you who haven't been outside, today, it's very bloody cold, isn't it, Katie?
It's absolutely freezing.
It's freezing. Now, when it comes to charity, I wouldn't say I'm overly charitable, but I'm not underly charitable as either. Sometimes I give money, sometimes I give. I was explaining to Katie before we came on that I don't carry cash anymore, neither do you. So I don't tend to give money to beggars or homeless people I see on the side of the street because I don't have it. So when I'm going by a car park or an ATM or something and someone says, have you any spare change? The first thing I do is check my pockets. And I don't. So I can't get, I'm not going to go to an ATM machine to give them money. So anyway, I'm putting petrol in the car. And when I'm going in to pay for petrol, there is a man sitting outside the garage with holding a cup. And mm-hmm. he is begging or tapping, as they call it. And he looked absolutely freezing. Mm-hmm. And he said, have you any change? To which I said, no, I was paying for the petrol with the card. So I said to him, you know what I'll do? Because this particular petrol station, it does great sandwiches, really great sandwiches, hot sandwiches that you can get. And I said, you know what I'll do? I'll buy you a hot roll or a hot sandwich and a cup of tea. And he said, no. And I was very, very put out by that. I was offering him to buy him a sandwich and tea, and he said no. Now, that says a couple of things to me. That says that he's only tapping, he's only looking for money because he either wants to feed a habit, be it a drink habit, or a drug habit. And I am not funding, now this is where myself and Katie disagree, I'm not funding someone's drink or drug habit. So I refused.
On what basis?
Now, I could have got the money.
On what basis?
I could have got the money back. When I paid for the petrol, I could have got cash back. I could have gone to an ATM machine in there. I could have got the money back. My point is, I offered this man, I put out the hand of friendship and I said, I will buy you a hot sandwich and a cup of tea or a cup of coffee on a day like today. And he basically kicked me in the balls and said, okay, no, you're all right. Didn't even say thank you. And I have to be honest with you. And that's why I wanted to talk about it today, because I'm angry about it now.
If he wanted to feed a habit. Yeah. If he wanted to buy a bottle of vodka, no, just let me finish. And or drugs or smokes, because that's a habit. What business is it of yours? Why would you not?
No, because it's my money. It's my money.
But you're parting with the money anyway.
No, you're not.
No, you're not getting it. You're parting. This is a fiver that you said you were happy. You were obviously in your head.
This garage does a deal. Yeah, where you get a cup of tea and a sandwich for a fiver. And I think you get a packet of crisps as well.
Yourself and Adrian gave me a Christmas bonus. Very nice Christmas bonus.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. It was very kind. Very surprised by it. Should you get to tell me how to spend it?
Well, I did suggest a few things. No, I did.
No, I actually did. Jeremy.
Yeah.
Should you get to tell me, or because you guys pay me for doing this, I get paid to be sitting here, you know, shouting at you.
We gave you a Christmas bonus.
Which is not my earned money, which is a gift.
A gift, yeah.
Which would be like the sandwiches and the coffee. Do you get to tell me how to spend it? In all seriousness, what's the difference?
That's completely different.
It's not.
That money, you can spend that bonus whatever way you want, okay? Whatever you want to spend that on, you can spend that on. I wouldn't be happy if I heard that you'd spent it on heroin. If I heard that you spent it on heroin, I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't be happy.
If I spent it on heroin, that is my business. Either you're given the money with a good heart and, you know, to make someone...
Very generous bonus, by the way, we gave you, can I just say?
Yeah, no, it was. I nearly dropped dead when I saw it, to be honest.
You got it last year as well, so...
No, not that much.
Well, we upped it.
It's great.
For procedures. For procedures you need.
Okay. Okay. But anyway...
Anyway, it's a stupid analogy. The point is, I feel let down. I feel like I've been kicked in the teeth.
You feel like you've been kicked in the ass.
That I offered him a soup. I would have got him soup. It was a cold day. Why didn't he take the sandwich and the tea off me? That's what I wanted to know.
It sounds like you wanted to play the martyr here.
No, I'm not playing the martyr. We'd love to hear from you if you want to send us a WhatsApp or just WhatsApp your name and we will get back to you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626.
Very cheeky of you. Yeah, no, it is. I'm willing to part with a fiver for you, but only if you spend it the way I want to spend it. If you wanted to go in and buy a bottle of gin or a bottle of vodka,
I'm not funding an addict. Okay, I'm not funding.
You want to make his day a bit better if that's what he wants and that's what he needs to get through the day. Why the hell not?
I am not funding an addict. And the only conclusion, maybe someone knows different, maybe you've been homeless yourself, maybe you begged. The only conclusion I can come to as to why he didn't take that is because he just wants money to feed his habit.
So what? The man is homeless. He's begging outside a shop. His life is already pretty low. If that's what he wants to make his day a bit better, then what's the bloody problem?
Then wait for the next man. Don't go away. We're going to take your calls now.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Let me go to Robbie. Robbie, what do you make of this? I'm getting dog's abuse over this. I have done nothing wrong here. I'm not the bad person. Why are people so angry with me? What did I do?
I think you're just wording it wrong.
No. I'm wording it right.
Sorry, I want to ask Katie a question. If you were in that scenario and somebody asked you for money, would you go to a bank link and take money over them?
No, she wouldn't.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Don't be human at all. No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't go and take. But if I had cash.
Jeremy just said he had no cash.
No, but he said he could have gotten cash back.
No, okay. Would you get cash? Would you buy something?
No, I would. I would. Yeah, if I was going to spend it on, if it's easy there to say, can I have a tenner cash back or whatever, than it is to say, here, I'll take that soup and sandwich as well.
I'm not funding a habit.
Give him a tenner.
How the tender is done. I'd happily ask for cash back. Yeah, I would.
I don't believe you. I'm sorry.
You don't know me. I would happily say, oh, can you throw us on a tenner cash back there? I take a fiver out of it, give him a fiver. It's as quick to do that than it is to pay for a soup and a coffee.
I've had the same thing happen to me on, Abbey Street?
Yeah.
A couple of years, about 3-4 years ago, I gave a fella a coffee. He said I wanted the shop there. And he said, oh, would you not give me just the money as well? I'll have him go fuck himself and walk away.
And how did that make you feel? Because I feel at the moment, and I said, that's why we're talking about it now, is because this literally...
I think he's a long grateful prick.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad you said that because I didn't want to call. But I think this fella that I met 45 minutes ago is...
Well, I think this is where you're going wrong. You're making an accusation, implying what he would have done. I don't care what he was going to do with the money. He could have went out and spent it to work, put it to work in the hostel. I didn't give him cash. I gave him a coffee. He was cold. He could have just said, thank you, even if he didn't fucking mean it.
So what's
the
difference?
I find that almost insulting. Be thankful
insulting.
For...
Insulting?
Yes.
Insulting?
Yeah, be thankful for the coffee I give you and take it because you're so desperate and down and out. How dare you ask for anything else?
Hold on, Katie. I never said that.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Jeremy's attitude. Oh, you be grateful for that soup and sandwich. How dare you ask for more? This is a man who hasn't even, you know what I mean? Whose life is so
I am not the bad. I am not the bad person.
I don't think he means it like that, though.
Yes,
he hadn't got cash.
Attitude. Oh, look at me, the martyr, giving you coffee. Oh, Mother Teresa. God. If they ask for a fiver and he wants to get a bottle.
By the way, don't be saying Mother Teresa like that. Mother Teresa was an evil bitch.
Sorry?
Yes. Yeah, Mother Teresa wasn't evil.
Mother Teresa was a vile evil bitch.
Yeah. Mother Teresa. History ain't my thing, I'm afraid.
But the point is, you're making out that Robbie did it because he wants to praise, and I did it because
No, it's not about the praise, but I don't think you did it because you want praise. I think you genuinely did want to help this guy, but I think you do it.
Come here, Robbie. Both of you.
Yeah, but I think if you're going to do a good deed for someone, do something. Don't, you know what I mean? If you're going to part with a fiver or something, if they say, I don't want your sandwich, I want to go.
I didn't have cash.
Sorry?
He did.
I went into the shop and I bought, I didn't go in to buy him a coffee. I went in to buy something and I was thinking I was getting a coffee myself. And I got him one and I tapped.
Yeah. No,
I 99% that I don't carry cash.
If you had said, if he'd said to you, I want cash and you had cash, would you have given him the fiver instead?
If I asked him the coffee, he said no, it's time to go fuck himself.
That's an attitude to me that says, oh, you pour down and out, you don't.
No,
you
no.
Fuck
off. It does, yeah. I think it's a superiority thing. If he
What am I going to do with the other cup of coffee?
Oh, but did he didn't ask you for the cup of coffee.
He didn't ask you for anything. He was just sitting there in the shop. He didn't eat.
Exactly. So he does.
So I went down and I had him a coffee, thinking I was doing a good deed.
If he asked you to get him a coffee and he came out and then said, no, I don't want it, that's different. But he doesn't owe you gratitude.
If he asked me to get him a coffee and I came out, get him fired, go and get it yourself.
Yeah, it's not a restaurant.
The same thing.
Sorry, hang on. Casey's making out that when you're begging outside a petrol station that you should be given a menu and get to choose what's on the menu.
Oh, no, I'm not making that out at all.
Yes, you are.
That's not what I'm making out. But this guy is homeless. He's living out of a fucking cup.
Sorry, hang on.
Hang on, Jeremy. If he wants to take your fiver, I'm going to buy a box of John
Paper. Sorry, Katie. I'm going to interrupt you again, if you don't mind. Let me tell you another little version of a thing. It was actually around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Going back a long time ago, I worked on Grafton Street. And there was a guy outside, just had me outside the shop I was walking in. And I went out one day and I got a McDonald's. He was grateful. He was a nice chap. He used to have a smoke with him.
How dare you do that, Robbie? How dare you do
that? By the way,
sorry, Amanda's just... I'll come back to you in a second. Amanda's just after direct me to a comment there that's after annoying me from Rachel Zane. Afford the chap a bit of dignity and anonymity, for God's sake. Sorry, who has named this man, Rachel? What are you listening to a different podcast? Sorry, do I even know the name of this...
Did you name the shop?
No.
Okay.
I fucking will if I want to. Thanks very much. I'll name whatever I want. I didn't name the garage. I didn't name the part of Dublin it's in.
Named the garage and where it was, I'd say.
But
fair
I didn't
enough.
Even do that. Yeah, so what are you talking about? Give the man some anonymity. He has anonymity. I have a name.
Maureen Halpin says, "Well, okay, you're so up your own arse."
Yeah,
I'm up my own arse because I'm saying that if the guy would rather put a fiver towards the box of smokes that's been gifted to him,
I'm not feeding someone's
choice.
Nicotine habit.
But you're gonna feed them.
Oh, it's like
why should you? But I just feel that it's gifts, or being charitable with the word I'm looking for. You're doing it with
certain conditions.
Certain conditions.
Oh no, the only condition was
conditional.
No, the only condition was you take the sandwich and tea that I'm offering. You don't. That's the conditions. That's it.
But he might have eaten, or somebody might have already gotten him a sandwich, and he might say, "Well, look, thanks a million for your offer."
Newsflash: sandwiches will keep for a couple of days.
Oh, you are such a snob.
Sorry, that's a snob. Oh. Yeah. Vanessa, I'm annoyed now. There's going to be murder here.
Oh.
Vanessa.
That's okay.
No, Vanessa, I'm the bad person here for trying to buy someone a cup of tea and a sandwich. I'm the bad person
here. You can have this, but only what I say you can have. You dare ask for more.
Well, it's not the Shelburne. He's not ordering off an a la carte menu, for God's sake.
Oh, he's offering a tea and a coffee, and he should be happy with that. I'm sorry. You you offered it to him. He didn't ask. He didn't beg from you for a coffee. So he doesn't owe you the gratitude for that.
Well, the gratitude is saying thank you.
And it's the attitude of, he's a little peasant who should be grateful to me for my tea and coffee. How dare he ask?
Sorry, Vanessa, go on. I never use those words. Go on.
You're okay. Okay, so I've worked with homeless people before. And you ask anyone in homeless services, you ask anyone that is sleeping rough, and they will tell you why. 90% of homeless people will not accept food and will not accept a drink unless it's sealed. They can't.
What
this
do you mean?
Is their health. This is their health you're talking about. I met a man who was homeless for about 17 years, and he said the last time he took a cup off someone, he said it was tea. The last time he took it, there was laxatives in the tea, and he spent the next 4 weeks because of where he was living, getting over diarrhea, getting over an infection.
That's disgusting.
No.
Hang on, Vanessa. Do you honestly think I was going into the? I was going to put laxatives.
No.
Or drugs.
No, but they don't know who you are.
He could have.
And a lot of these people who are on the streets and begging and that, they don't trust.
Okay,
they have trust issues. They don't trust society.
I am not blaming you. Yeah. I'm not blaming you for going in. I think it's a really, really lovely thing to do.
Apparently not.
To go in and buy a soup and sandwich or a cup of tea for someone. I am not at all saying that you are wrong to do it. I'm not. I think that's a very admirable thing to do. I'm just trying to explain to you why a lot of homeless people cannot risk their health.
So why did they take something like that from someone they don't know? Okay, so they take it off the soup run. They don't always know people to do the soup run. Anybody that's giving out food or drinks in the city centre, they'll take it off them. This particular man could have easily, if he said, I don't know you, he could have easily come into the garage with me. I would have gladly brought him up to the counter, let him choose the sandwich that he wanted, because maybe he doesn't like coleslaw, so I wouldn't have got him a coleslaw sandwich. He could have easily gone in. But this is...
You didn't offer to bring him in. And then there's no guarantee that the person behind the counter isn't going to meddle. And this is part of the problem that a lot of homeless people are trying to get across. They just cannot risk their health by accepting something like that. And it's nothing to do with you.
What about if he just wanted to buy a box of sandwiches are pre-packed,
what about,
by the way, lads?
If he had a sandwich earlier, or he wasn't hungry and he just wanted a box of fags to get him through the day, sit there having a couple of smokes, you're parting with the fiver anyway. What is the issue? It's not like you're handing your kids a box of smokes. What is the issue? If this is what you want to make this guy's day a bit better, if that's what it is that makes his day a bit better.
I wanted to heat him up. Basically, because it was cold out. That's so air.
I wanted to heat him up. He didn't want to be heated up. He's a human being. He's not a peasant that has to accept your goodwill. He asked you for something.
So hang on, why is he, by the very nature of what he's doing, he's looking for help. Hang on. You're literally making a fool of yourself today.
No.
By the very nature, would you agree, Vanessa, when you stand outside a building and beg, that's the word, beg for money. I didn't come up with that word. He was begging for money. He is looking for something from you. No?
But the point...
The point is it's the attitude
that Jeremy, it's like he's below me, he's a peasant, he should take what I give and be happy with it. What about just being an adult and saying, I want this instead. Let's forget about the laxatives or anything to do with the laxatives for a minute. Let's just forget about it. This guy wants to buy a bottle of gin, this guy wants to buy a bottle of vodka.
I'm not funding that.
What difference does it make?
And that's what you... Hang on. No homeless person would disagree with Jeremy for not doing it. If that's what they want, and they will find someone to do it, if Jeremy says he doesn't want to do it, we all come to charity on our own terms. Homeless people understand that. They understand this. And they're not going to begrudge you because you don't do it. But this is what they need to get through today. I wouldn't begrudge someone a pack of facts.
But you could have said no thanks, but just to say no,
no
just
it's,
to say
it's
no
the point,
straight away.
It's not, okay, I get that it was rude to kind of be like, no, I don't want to blah, blah, blah. It's also how you say things. But what about him being an adult?
You don't know his history with other people.
This is an adult who is begging outside a shop. He probably is feeling shit about that as it is. And then you have some guy come up, and I know you're offering charity, but to be so superior.
No one's superior. What are you talking about?
I wanted to warm him up.
No,
he's
when
not
you
a
think about
puppy.
It, right? He doesn't have a home. His dignity is gone. He doesn't have any dignity.
And if all he wants a box of smokes, what's the problem?
The only slight bit of dignity a lot of people have when they're homeless is to buy things themselves. Now, the way they get the money is by asking people on the street.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
It's the exact same thing.
But the only bit of dignity that they have is to buy things for themselves with that money. Could be what gets people through the day.
And, okay, I think you're delving too much into this, to be honest, Vanessa. I don't see the difference between asking somebody outside a garage, have you any spare change, or can you buy me a sandwich?
I'm delving into it because I have history
difference? If you have, and I understand how difficult it must be for someone to beg outside a garage, but if you're begging for money or you're begging for a sandwich, in my mind, it's the exact same thing. What is the difference? Begging is begging, just asking for different things. He was prepared to take my money, but he was not prepared to take the sandwich that I was willing to buy.
Because he didn't want the sandwich. He's a human being. He's not a puppy. He's a human being who can make his own decisions. He didn't want the sandwich.
Well, fine, and I didn't get him anything else.
And I'm sure he doesn't feel that against you, anything against you, because you only gave him the sandwich and not the money. I don't think if he sees you on the street now in the next however many months, he's not going to go up to you and you were the asshole who got me the sandwich. He's not going to do that. He doesn't hold it against you that you wanted to give on your terms, because that's what we do.
It's how you say it as well.
I said it in a nice way.
I'm not talking about you muppet. I'm talking about him. It's about context of how he declined the sandwich. Was he rude in how he declined it?
Yeah.
Well, there's no need to be rude.
Yeah, he was
I agree
rude.
There's no need to be rude. But if he was saying, "Ah, here, listen, bud, I've already had something.
No, you just said hungry.
Would you mind?" And then if you said no, fair enough. Sorry for
I think
your
it was
troubles,
something like, No, you're all right. Is what he said. Like,
no, there's no
dismissive.
Need to be rude about it. I don't agree with being rude. But if he had asked nicely, and, you know, the context was that he'd said, "Look, I'd already eaten, blah, blah, blah." Then, you know, I don't see the problem with giving him if he wants to have a drink or a box of smokes, if that makes him happy. I mean, homeless people, they already have fuck all.
Yeah, and I was willing to give him food. Here's Emma.
Completely agree with you today, Jeremy. Not a chance in hell. But I've given him money. You're just feeding the habit. I was at a garage once at the Tala exit, just coming onto the M50. And there was a lad sitting outside and he said, "Do you have any spare change?" I said, "No." I said, "Do you want a coffee or something?" And he goes, "No, but will you get me one of them 15 euro scratch cards?" I literally laughed in his face. I was like, "No, I absolutely won't." And I walked off. Absolute fucking neck of them. Like, if they're begging, it should be for essentials. Like, stuff they need. You don't need a scratch card.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over 1,000 euro and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Just before the break there, we heard from Emma, who, I'd love to put Emma's message to you, Katie. So,
scratch cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Gambling.
He can ask. You don't have to, but he has the right to refuse stuff. Gambling, right? He's maybe a gambling addict. I don't know. But if that's, he wants to ask, he's an adult.
Do you think it's okay to feed someone's gambling habit as well?
Well, I've never, ever come across somebody asking for scratch cards.
So you want to enable addiction. Is that what you want to do?
If I'm giving somebody money, I don't care where you're spending it. If I'm giving it to you, it is yours. Wipe your bleeding arse with it if you want. I don't care. I'm giving it to you. It's not my business what they want to spend the money on if I give it to them.
Ross, what do you want to say on this?
I think, one thing, you're labelling every homeless person a beggar and saying that they do drugs and they're out like this because they're going to buy beer, all that.
Who said that, Ross? Nobody said that.
It's a roundabout conversation you're having. I'm listening to you.
I think you'll find, if you listen back, not one person, including me, said on this show so far, every homeless person is on drugs. However, Ross, addiction is it makes up.
It goes hand in hand with drugs.
Yeah, it goes
a lot
hands
of the time.
Up, hand in hand with it. So if you're going to say that very.
No, listen, I completely agree. There's a lot of them out there, but not all of them are like that. I've given money to a homeless person before, and I knew that he was not an addict or anything like that. He wanted money to go and have a hot shower because he said he smelled. That's what he wanted money for. He didn't want food. He didn't want drink. That's what he wanted money for. He wanted to go have a shower because he said he smelled.
So he wanted to get into one of the hostels?
No, I don't know where he went. I'll be honest with you, another time I gave another guy a fiver. Later on that day, now he must have got money off other people as well, but later on that day I seen him absolutely hammered, falling up the road.
Yeah.
Never gave that stuff on me again. Because I would not enable a habit, like, or an addict for that.
And that's exactly what I was trying to say to Katie, but the elevator isn't going to the top floor today because...
That's okay.
Not every person wants money to go and buy drugs or go and get drink.
But even if this person wants to go in and buy a drink or go in and sit in the pub with a hot whiskey, so it's not up to you to give someone money and then decide what they should do with it. Either do it with a heart and a half or don't do it.
If they're going to be nice,
you
can't put invitations on what they're allowed to spend the money on.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Supposing this fella outside the garage, who's probably still there now, by the way, supposing I'd given him a fiver, and that was the fiver he needed to make up the money to buy a bottle of vodka. And then he bought that bottle of vodka, drank it straight. I've seen homeless people drinking vodka straight out of the bottle. Yeah. And ended up walking out in front of a car and killing himself or falling into the canal and dying then.
That would be very, very sad. Well, that would be very sad. But what about being an adult and making your own decisions?
No, then you are part of the problem. You are part of the problem.
He asked for help. You gave him help by giving him money. Did, no matter what he wanted the money for, you helped him. So that was your deed done.
So that's done.
No matter
that's
what he
does
with the money after that is his issue.
If he got drunk and something happened, God forbid, that would be tragic. It would be horrible. But it wouldn't be your fault.
I completely get you, Jeremy. I do. I understand 100% where you're coming from. But you have to look at it from the other side as well.
I don't see. What's the other side? Okay, but why didn't he turn around to me then and say, listen, I need money to get into a hostel tonight?
He was embarrassed.
Embarrassed by what?
Listen, because he's sitting on the street and then he has to beg and he has to ask for money to get a roof over his head.
But he'd already done that part. He'd already asked for the money. So the hard part was over.
Did he ask you for money when you were walking into the shop, or did you offer to buy him a tea and a sandwich?
No, he didn't. He actually didn't open his mouth, but he was holding the cup in front of him, so it was obvious that he was looking for money.
So he's looking for a couple of euro. You might even call it 50 cents into it, a euro, whatever.
Well, I find that more disgusting.
This guy's sitting there, mental health issues and alcohol. They don't go well together. This guy.
I'd rather give him nothing than give him 50 cents. I think that's such an insult.
Oh, geez, whatever. Yeah, but whatever about that. But if having a bottle of gin and a couple of drinks, swigs of gin, made his day better, then what business is it of yours?
You help him.
Well, it's my business and what I spent the money. I'm the one that's giving the money.
But then if that's the case, then don't ever give anybody money, ever.
No, I don't.
You pay me. Should you get to tell me? You gave me a Christmas bonus. Should you get to tell me? What's the difference? It's a gift.
I'm thinking of taking it back now at this stage.
Oh, fuck. No, but seriously, you gave me a Christmas bonus. Should you be able to tell me what to spend it on?
I know you don't have addiction. I know you don't have addiction issues.
It doesn't matter. You don't get to make that choice. Even if I did.
You do, and it's your money.
You don't get to make that choice.
Ross, you not get that. When it's your money, you get to decide where it goes. You often hear people... I mean, people throw out that argument all the time. I don't want my taxes going on refugees. I don't want my taxes going on immigrants. People regularly say what they don't want their money going on. Yet, when I turn around and say, I don't want my money going to feed an addiction, and I know what you're saying, Ross, what's the chances that this fella has addiction issues? The chances are pretty high.
It's because it's conditional. It's conditional. Either do something and, you know, do a good deed for someone and give them a better day, make their day a bit brighter, or don't do it at all.
Getting drunk out of a bottle of vodka is making your day brighter.
Not you, but you don't know somebody who's homeless, what they're living with. You don't know what trauma they're living with.
Ross, it's not. Come on, life's problems will never be found at the bottom of a bottle of vodka.
I agree with you, but you don't know what someone else is going through.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that, Jeremy, but at the end of the day, you offered to help somebody and then you took the help back.
No, I offered to help. Hello? I offered to help and it was turned down. Stay there for a second, Ross. Jess, you're dying to get in there. What do you want to say in it?
No, I was just saying, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. What's the point of being kind? It's just going to get flung back right at your face.
And like that's
what happens to you. You tried to be nice, you were doing a good thing, and it just got flung back at your face with a giant SEO at the end of it.
Yep, well, it was just, now you're all right. Now you're all right. I don't want your sandwich.
I remember a couple of years ago, I was going down, I think it was O'Connell Street, you know, down near where kind of like the top of the statue is, kind of going down towards Eden Quay, that kind of direction. So, lady, now I don't carry cash with me a lot. I just prefer to carry my card on me. I had a couple of euros, I threw it in her cup, and I got told, is that it? I tell you what, it was the last time I ever decided to go out my way and be nice.
And that's literally what she said to you, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no need to be rude to people. I agree 100%. It is. I think how you say something is a lot, actually stands for a lot more than what you say in a lot of cases. And this was a case of just being rude.
I put it in the cup, but I even said, look, I know it's not a lot, but there. Like, it was a good to do, I think, maybe 3 or 4 euro, like in different types of, like a couple of 50 cents and 1 euro coins, but it's about 4 quid.
Yeah, no, that's rude. That's rude.
And I said, look, it's not a lot, but I hold the health. And I got told, is that it? An absolute attitude.
But that, you what, that is different, though,
way too nice.
To somebody saying, "Ah, listen, I don't, you know, with all due respect, I don't want a sandwich. Do you have
Katie,
the cash instead?"
Katie, the attitude is the exact same. Nah, you're all right, and is that it? It's the exact same attitude.
But it's
why be nice if it's going to get flung back at your face?
But it's not getting flung back in your face. They're not saying "fuck you for getting me." There's no, they're not saying "fuck you for getting me a sandwich" or "fuck you for getting me a coffee." They're saying, "Can I take the cash instead?"
Nah, you're all right. How can you not think that that's a bit of an attitude going, nah, you're all right?
It is.
I didn't say I agree with it. I do agree to a point that, you know, someone does a good deed. But at the same time, these are adults. They're not, you know, and I know it's charity, but they talk about making them feel like charity cases. They're adults and they get to make their own decisions. No, Jeremy, hang on. There's an air. What I don't like here is the air of superiority.
There's no air of superiority.
Be grateful for what you get and don't you ask for anything else. These are people who live on the streets. You don't know trauma. You don't know what's brought them there.
No, I'm going to have to draw the line there. I'm sorry, but when you're down on your luck, you do not have the right to be demanded.
Oh, my God. That's the this is the problem with society.
You don't have the right to be demanded. What about help?
Then you're not helping somebody with a heart and a half.
Well, no,
that's
you've never heard the expression "beggars can't be choosers." This is literally someone begging you. And Katie, you would say,
"Anyone's the choice."
Yeah, you would say the exact same thing, Katie. If there was a woman on who turned down 2 offers from the council for a free house because it wasn't near her mother's, you'd be saying to her, "What exactly would you say to her if there was a woman on the line saying that she turned down 2 offers?"
Well, if she was turning
beggars
down multiple,
cannot be choosers.
If she was turning down multiple offers, that's different. When there's people, I'm sorry. When there's people who really want houses and stuff, this is different. Turning down multiple houses to asking for a fiver instead, Jeremy. The context is completely different.
So beggars can't be choosers, or they can be choosers. I'm confused here, Katie. What's the expression? Is it beggars can be choosers or beggars can't be choosers?
How about letting humans be humans and ask for what they want? If you're not going to give it to them, fine.
Okay, Jess, let them have whatever they want. So you say to them, whatever you want in that shop, I'll give you. Or if it's cash, you can have that.
No, I don't believe that. You decided to go out your way to do something nice and it got flung back at you. You were giving them something more substance.
Jess.
And Katie's like, nah, you went the wrong way. You should have given them the money.
Jeremy, stop it. Let's look at this from another side just for a minute, okay? This is somebody who's living out of a cup, all right? Is relying on the kindness of strangers.
Shocking.
Yeah, it's horrific. This is somebody who society has let down.
There you go. You just said relying on the kindness of strangers. Jeremy decided to be kind.
Society
and it got flung back
or whatever happened in this person's life, they ended up in a situation that nobody says when they're a child, you know what? Nobody says when they're a child, when I grow up, I want to sit outside a garage with a cup and ask people for money. This guy, you don't know his history. There could have been sexual abuse. There could have been any abuse. There could have been drugs. No, but
what are we getting into that for?
Because this is the brass fact of it. Yeah, there's context around every single person who's on the streets. There is a story. And it's not as simple as take my coffee and be grateful. You don't know what someone's going through. And if your fiver that you were going to use to give them a coffee and a sandwich, if that fiver goes towards giving them a box of smokes that, you know, takes the edge off for the rest of the day, what's the problem?
If you wanted a box of smokes, I would have gladly just given him a few from my box and got him a lighter. I would have gladly done that.
But then there's nothing wrong with that. Then you would be doing it unconditionally. Jeremy's saying, oh no, I wouldn't be feeding the habit because Jeremy has a moral superiority here.
Yeah, that's it.
You're morally superior to everybody because you get to decide what somebody should and shouldn't do. You are making a choice for that adult human being without their consent. You are making that choice on your own.
Stay there for a second. Jojo, I'm going to come to you in literally 40 seconds. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Jojo, apologies for holding you for so long. What do you want to say about this?
Okay, this is the first time I've ever gone against you. I agree with everything you always say, but today you're completely wrong. The homeless people are the biggest chancer. I went to the shop the other day up in Spare, and there was a homeless fella outside there, and he goes, "You haven't got any cash?" And I said, "No, but I'll get you something in the shops." And he was like, "Will you get us a scratch card?" I said, "Yeah, no bother." He was like, "Will you get me scratch card number 3? And I was like, yeah, grand. Went up to the till, and your one turns around and goes, "You do know they're €10 scratch cards." I was like, €10 for a scratch card? I thought that was very fucking cheeky of him. Because I was expecting like maybe 1 or 2 euro, which is grand, like, or maybe 3 euro, but 10 euro for a scratch head. I just thought it was, so I went out and gave him a 1 euro scratch head, and he was like, just a euro, you don't win anything on that. Like, I just think there's chances, yeah, you see, and they're ungrateful that is rude for anything they get.
That's rude because you tried. You said, look, you know, I'm not going to get you 10, I'll meet you halfway. Don't you know, you obliged.
Is Katie backpedaling,
no,
by the way?
No, it's not backpedaling. He asked for something, and to be fair, she obliged. She said, you know what, I'm not going to go the whole hog.
And she wouldn't do it again. She wouldn't, would
but
she?
But what he did was rude. But I don't think it's fair to say all homeless people are chancers.
Nobody said that. Or did Joe just
say
that?
Yeah, but like, he said homeless people are chancers. There was a different fella there outside yesterday, and he had a little Jack Russell beside him. He had a good Android phone and an electric scooter beside him. So he's obviously not that poor to be begging. If you're sitting outside with a really electric scooter, I can't even afford an electric scooter. Never mind, a really homeless person can.
That's the same thing.
I don't think all beggars as well, by the way. I think there's definitely organised begging. Yeah. Not all beggars need to be there, but you can tell the ones who do need to be there.
There was a fella outside the the car park that I was parking in yesterday in town, and he was begging outside the car park. And this fella was wearing a pair of Nike TNs. Now, for those of you who know what Nike TNs are...
I don't know what they are.
Okay, I just happened to notice them because my young fella has a pair of them. And Nike TNs are 190 quid for a pair of runners. Now, maybe he was gifted them by somebody, but when I see somebody...
I just stop, Jeremy. They're getting robbed left and right in front. They're like, I see homeless people wearing nicer clothes than me.
And
I have a full-time job. I see people wearing the same shoes as me, and I'm wearing 200-euro shoes, and they're wearing the same as me. Like, if they're either robbed or they're just getting from somewhere else. Like, none of it makes sense.
No, it doesn't. But if someone homeless is wearing 190-euro runners, there's something seriously wrong. Would you not agree, Katie?
Well, yeah, I'd wonder how they got them if they can't afford, you know, if they're begging. I would wonder how they got them. But you can tell, I think most times you can tell people who are...
Now, Vanessa's saying they were probably donated to an organisation. Vanessa, nobody's going to donate a pair of Nike TNs. Like, that's
but
not...
But this is why I don't give cash, because only God knows what they're going to use for. I'm not going to, this is why I think Katie's wrong, because if you give cash, you're most likely you are feeding the habit, and why would you want to feed anyone's habit? If they don't want something from the shop, that's fine. But
you can give money and not ask where the money's going.
But that, oh God.
Either you get
it. Realistically, you know that at the end of the day, that's where it's going to.
But you don't know that, though. They could be just buying a box of smokes.
You can just by looking at them.
And as well, Katie, if you talk to any addiction counsellors or anybody who runs addiction clinics in Dublin, they will tell you the same thing. Please don't help feed these people's habits. That's what they will say to you.
I understand.
That's what the experts...
Saying, don't feed the animals in the zoo.
It's nothing like that at all.
I understand that, but the point is that you're going to give charity or you're not. I don't think you should get to decide for another human being what they do with money. I think if I give someone a fiver now and they want to wipe their arse with it, that's their prerogative. It is an awful waste of money, but would it be my business? No, because I gave it to them.
Here's Neil. Let's see what he has to say about this.
Jeremy, all I say is, you're not in their shoes. You don't know what they need to get through the day by day. They do need drugs. Drugs dampens the pain that they're in, inside and outside the pain that they're in. The cold, the loneliness, no interaction. They need something to dull that pain. All I'll say is, we and you were not in their shoes. Cheers, Jeremy. Hey.
Or in that case, we're not wearing their... We're not in their Nike TNs. Honestly,
they could be knockoffs. To be fair, they could be knockoffs. How do you know they're real?
I wouldn't know a pair of real Nike TNs.
So they could be knockoffs. For 15 quid.
Jeez, can you get Nike TNs for 15 quid?
You can get knockoffs pretty much for nothing. So it could be a knockoff.
Give me the website. For a friend, friends asking.
Yeah.
Let's go to one last call on this, and that is Jay. How are you, Jay? You're on Opinions Matter.
Good afternoon, Katie. Happy Christmas. Good afternoon, Grinch. How are you?
I'm the Grinch, for wanting to buy him a sandwich.
Now, Jeremy, on behalf of all the single parents, council tenants, social housing tenants,
all those
Canada Goose scum, I'd like to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for working so hard to put them roofs over our heads.
You're very welcome. Happy
Thank you so much. The kids of Dublin are delighted this year that they have warm roofs over their heads.
No, I'm getting Christmas cards from single mothers all over Ireland.
Just imagine. Now, aren't you the same fella that wanted to bring out cards for people on social welfare so the money could be only spent in certain places?
Well, yeah, because...
Okay. Now, you know, you started off great. For once, I was thinking the Christmas spirit was running through Jeremy Dixon.
Oh, it was.
You went to do something for a homeless man.
Yes.
And then you turn around in the same breath and turn into the fucking prick that you are.
Jay, I love you today.
The man, you know, like it's Christmas, Jay.
Yep.
Give him the fiver. Go in and get a tenner. You're just bragging how much you gave that young lady sitting beside you. So you're obviously rolling in it with your 22 jobs.
Well, I didn't brag. She was the one that bragged. She's delighted with the bonus.
You kept saying, and isn't it more than last year? Isn't it like, look how well we're doing. Yeah. And if you walk twice, do you know something, Katie? What? Do you know if you walk twice as hard next year, he'll be an even bigger prick with more money.
I know.
So you think I was wrong for not feeding his habit? That's what you're saying.
Just give him the money. Who
feed
cares?
Feed the habit.
Feed the homeless.
No.
Feed him, man. Just give Jeremy. Come on.
But you know what?
Does it really bother you what he was going to do with it?
Yeah.
I mean, really, really, really. Yeah. It was a feckin' fiver.
Doesn't matter. The point is, well. You know what? All those people that go into the city centre every night, J.A., doing the homeless super and all that, they are a disgrace. They shouldn't be handing out sandwiches and soup. They should be handing
fivers.
Out...
Fivers!
They should be handing out fivers and Nike
fivers! Fivers! Keep the economy going. Yes. At least the homeless will spend it in the economy, not like the rich like you, parking it in your offshore bank accounts, in your exclusive, when you go for your all-inclusive, you know when he goes for these holidays, Katie? You know these ones on the gated islands? He doesn't live in a gated community.
The ones that I won't put into someone like you, Jay.
Yeah. We wouldn't be allowed on it. No, the working class.
I bow to you today, sir.
So he's saying my money's in an offshore bank. It's in the bloody local credit union, for God's
Jeremy,
sake. Yeah, what?
There's only one thing we all want to know.
What?
Did you let them kids decorate that tree this year? Yeah, miserable shite, Jay.
That's a conversation for another day, and I'm not willing to get into it because my wife will be listening. Thank you, Jay, for ripping me apart there.
Why are you hanging up for them?
Because it's over. Oh, it's over. There's nothing more to say. Here's Ellie, or Ella, or Elia, or whatever. There's about six different versions of this woman's name here.
Hey guys, interesting topic today.
Yeah, it is.
I do agree there are some people that are just chancers that you see out begging and are wearing like the best of the best trackies and the best runners. There are some chancers. But if you see someone who looks like they're down on their luck and you want to do something out of the kindness of your heart and they refuse what you offer them, you're not doing it out of the kindness of your heart. You're doing it to stroke your own ego if you take offence to that. Do you know, like I've seen plenty of homeless people that were delighted to get a sandwich off me, a bottle of water. There was a homeless guy, I just bought food, had it in the bag, untouched. I saw a homeless guy with his dog, I offered him the food. He didn't even eat it himself, he gave it to his dog. But if they were to refuse that, I've had people before say, no thanks, don't want a sandwich, don't want whatever. Okay, fair enough, move on. You don't have to feed their habit if you don't want to give money either. But don't take offence to it. That's just your ego, like. You're not doing it out of the kindness of your heart then.
But it genuinely came... Sorry, this woman's name... Ellie... There's six different spellings for her name. Whatever your name is, sorry. It's not my fault they can't spell your name. It did come from a good place. That's where it came from, okay?
Only on your conditions.
Though. You know, I wasn't putting it up on social media. And if that's the case, then you'd say that a bit. Or you know these people who go around in America... and they hand out money to people living under the bridge and they video it and they give them €500. That's all done for ego. This wasn't done for ego. This was done because the fella looked cold and I wanted to buy him a cup of tea.
And you've said that about five times, so I mean, what's the difference with putting it all over social media?
But I didn't put it on social media. I have no desire to put it on social media.
You're talking all about it here.
Video will be on our Facebook page.
I wanted him to be warm.
Video will be on our Facebook page in a few minutes, okay? Stand by. No, I'm joking. I did not video.
Jay, you're a legend if you're still listening.
Yeah, you're hilarious. Anyway, thank you very much.
Fucking brilliant.
Thank you very much for joining us for this episode of Opinions Matter. Don't forget, you can subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts and you will never miss another episode of Opinions Matter. And don't forget, if you want some tax rebates from the tax man, check out our show sponsor, irishtaxrebates.ie. And we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.